This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Ankara to speak with Turkish officials a day after meeting with Saudi leaders, including King Salman and Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, over the fate of missing Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Pompeo said he was promised a complete and timely investigation.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
Khashoggi, a critic of Saudi policy who shared his views in the Washington Post, disappeared after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. Turkey says it believes he was murdered. President Donald Trump, in an interview Tuesday, said the facts should be determined first before guilt is assigned.
And it depends whether or not the king or the crown prince knew about it, in my opinion. Number one, what happened, but whether or not they knew about it. If they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
Mr. Trump said both the king and crown prince have told him they've denied any knowledge of what happened. The New York Times reports at least one of five suspects in the case has close ties to the crown prince. The UN Refugee Agency Tuesday expressed alarm over the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese from Angola over the past 2 weeks. Babar Balak is a UNHCR spokesman.
Congolese government officials estimate that some 200,000 nationals have arrived in Kasai province alone, with more arrivals reported in the neighboring Kasai Central province.
The expulsion order has targeted migrants working in the informal mining sector of Angola. Kasai in the DRC has been riven by ethnic and rebel violence. This is VOA News. Thousands of migrants from Central America are attempting to make their way to the U.S., prompting President Donald Trump to warn Honduras it risks losing millions in aid unless the caravan is stopped. Rafael Hernandez is part of the caravan and said he wants to be part of the American dream, improve himself and his family, and escape shortages in his homeland. The organizer has been detained while the caravan itself faced a standoff with police in Guatemala. At the UN, a group of Cuban diplomats and their supporters disrupted a meeting called by the U.S. to highlight the island nation's political prisoners. Kelly Curry is the U.S. representative of the Economic and Social Council.
We were unable to start our event on time due to the fact that the Cuban delegation occupied the room and did not allow UN security to sweep the room properly for security purposes and attempted to delay.
Cuba's ambassador denounced the meeting as a farce, insisting his government is proud of its rights record. Security ordered the protesters out. The meeting was able to continue. Ahead of Afghanistan's parliamentary election scheduled Saturday, the Taliban claimed responsibility Wednesday for killing a candidate by placing a bomb under his chair in southern Helmand province. Another seven people were wounded. In Morocco, at least seven people were killed Tuesday and dozens injured when a train derailed near the capital Rabat. At least one car overturned. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed Tuesday presented his new reshuffled cabinet with half the portfolios going to women and a new Ministry of Peace formed. Mr. Ahmed has implemented a host of reforms since taking office in April, including an end of hostilities with neighboring Eritrea, but the country is still coping with sporadic ethnic clashes. The World Economic Forum placed the U.S. at the top of its annual ranking as the world's most competitive and innovative economy, unseating Switzerland, which held the top spot for 10 years. Sadia Zahidi is the managing director.
The United States comes out at number one, and Chad comes out at the very bottom of the rankings at 140.
The group's new methodology takes into account digital technologies. NASA astronaut Colonel Nick Hague, who survived last week's failed launch and emergency landing of a Russian Soyuz spacecraft blasting toward the International Space Station, said the first 2 minutes went smoothly, and then things happened.
It was surprising. You look up, you're a little bit startled, and then I saw the booster failure light inside the capsule, and at that point, I realized, hey, we're not going to make it to orbit today.
A Russian cosmonaut colleague said the G-force during the landing felt like a concrete block to the chest. Italian officials said new excavations suggest the volcanic eruption at Mount Vesuvius that destroyed the ancient Roman city of Pompeii back in 79 A.D. actually took place 2 months later in October rather than August. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.